This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 29th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather is quite pleasant. Jerusalem enjoys a sunny day, while Tel Aviv is slightly cloudier with a gentle breeze. Haifa is experiencing mild temperatures, making it perfect for an afternoon walk. Eilut remains warm and sunny, ideal for enjoying the beaches. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, the United States and Saudi Arabia have conducted airstrikes targeting Iran-backed militias in Iraq. This follows an attack on an American base, according to CENTCOM, as reported by Ynet. Also earlier today, the IRGC launched a missile attack on U.S. forces in Jordan. Iran dismissed an Omani plan to share control of the Strait of Hormuz, Times of Israel reports. Also this hour, U.S. Central Command confirmed earlier today that all Iranian missiles were intercepted. U.S. and Saudi forces remain on high alert, JNS reports. Separately, Israel Hayom reports on a warm meeting between Netanyahu and Trump, focusing on strategies against Iran and nuclear weapon prevention. And finally, from earlier today, Forward notes Netanyahu's upcoming meeting with Trump. Key topics include Iran, Gaza, and Saudi relations. Here's what people are saying online. I24NEWS English shared just minutes ago that Iran is set to receive Chinese-made air defense missile launchers soon. Middle East 24 reported earlier today that Khalil al-Hayya has been elected as the new Hamas chief, reinforcing the pro-Iran faction within the movement. Belaz News posted earlier that Iran has rejected Oman's proposal for controlling the Strait of Hormuz, a move aimed at reducing regional tensions. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the US and Saudi strikes in Iraq, Ynet reports the airstrikes targeted critical weapon and logistics sites. This action follows Iran's ballistic missile attack on a U.S. base in Jordan, highlighting escalating tensions. The international community watches closely as this conflict may affect regional stability. Turning to the IRGC's missile attack on U.S. forces in Jordan. According to the Times of Israel, this marks Iran's first attack since recent U.S. policy changes. The rejection of Oman's plan for the Strait of Hormuz underscores Iran's firm stance on regional control. Such developments could lead to heightened military presence in the area. Meanwhile, U.S. Central Command's statement, as reported by JNS, confirms that all Iranian missiles aimed at U.S. forces were intercepted. This shows the effectiveness of U.S. defense systems. However, the readiness level remains high, indicating ongoing concerns over potential threats. In earlier reporting by Israel Hayom, Netanyahu and Trump's meeting focused on maintaining pressure on Iran. This meeting comes as part of a broader strategy to prevent Iran from advancing its nuclear capabilities. Their discussions could influence future U.S.-Israel cooperation and policy decisions. Finally, Forward highlights Netanyahu's upcoming meeting with Trump. The agenda includes discussions on Iran, Gaza, and strengthening ties with Saudi Arabia. These talks could shape future regional alliances and impact diplomatic relations. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reports that Mobileye's new CEO faces a major decision regarding the future of its robotics startup Mentee. This decision could significantly impact Mobileye's growth trajectory. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals a creative sales strategy by City People. Buyers of apartments near State Square may receive an additional apartment as a gift, aiming to boost sales in a competitive market. And finally, Ynet Business reports that Paramount's acquisition of Warner Bros. Discovery is on hold. A federal court review could result in a $1 billion penalty, affecting the future of this major deal. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.